You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. This is Issues and Ideas, and I'm Randall White. Many times on this show, you've heard us talk about the issue of affordable or workforce housing on the Central Coast. It's a growing problem. But there's an organization that's been around since 1970 that has tackled this issue and has made some big strides along the way, starting in San Luis Obispo and then expanding into Santa Barbara and eventually Ventura counties. It's People's Self-Help Housing. John Fowler is the president and CEO of this organization and joins us in studio right now to talk about this issue that just, even though you tackle it, John, it just doesn't want to go away, right?
It doesn't seem to want to go away, but we're going to continue to do our best to tackle it.
And in 1970, what was the thought process? I mean, was the issue as big then?
It was an issue. It's been an issue, obviously, all along. But it was becoming an issue, and then a lot of stuff was happening activity-wise in the 1970s, and there was just a local group of concerned citizens who thought, you know what, affordable housing is an issue, and it's an issue for us, and we ought to do something about that. And it appeared on the national level there was starting to be some awareness of that and possibly some funding sources, and they said, let's see what we can do locally. And it was a group of concerned citizens that created this nonprofit.
And how does it work? Yeah. Is it along the Habitat for Humanity lines?
It's similar to that. Actually, we start out with self-help, which is sweat equity, getting into building your own home. And it's a different model than Habitat uses, because Habitat basically gets everything donated and the community comes together and builds a house and kind of provides it to the homeowner. We like the homeowners to build their own home. And so we'll get a group of them together, a group of 10, and they'll work together and build their homes through sweat equity, and we help them with the financing and what have you. So it's a different model, and we do a larger production as a result of that. But we've been around before Habitat was around.
So. Do you work with like large developers and say, we'd like this portion of your development to have these homes in them, or how do you decide where these homes will be?
Wherever there's an opportunity, Randall, because sometimes we will get a piece of land, a raw piece of land, and subdivide it and take it through and create the parcels. But for the majority, you're right. We work with a developer, and they'll have excess lots, and we'll acquire those finished lots from them and then start building a house from there up.
Many people listening right now, I imagine, would think, how do I get on board with this? I would love to, help build my own home and then call it my own. Are there income brackets, or how do you qualify?
Yeah, there are definitely income brackets, and you need to be in a certain income level, in the 40 to 50% of area median income to qualify for these homes, for the special financing that's available for them. So if you're looking and you're saying, geez, we're having a problem, getting into the housing market, we don't make a lot, and in that 40% of area median income, you should contact us and get on our list and look where our developments are and say, that will work for me.
Business leaders that we speak to here on Issues and Ideas say that it is critical that these types of homes exist on the Central Coast in order to have a workforce that can also live here,
Absolutely. And as you get into that, the workforce issue, as you mentioned early on, that's a different group. So we started to exist to provide housing for low-income people who couldn't get in. Now all of a sudden we're finding people who make a decent salary can't get into the market, the workforce housing, if you will. So that really wasn't how the self-help program was initially, but now we're looking to say, how can we enlarge this model? There is no subsidy or government support for workforce housing, so it's a different model. So where we can get special financing through USDA for the low-income, what do you do for the workforce housing group, the people who can't come up with the down payment and what have you. So it's possible they may not be able to get into the sweat equity self-help home because they're over income for those. But the workforce housing is a different animal, and we may be able to do something with that. And so we're looking as an organization, is that something that we should look at? It's still an affordable issue. It's just not a low-income affordable issue. So we're definitely seeing if we can't venture into that market.
So we're going on 45 years?
Yes, this year we're celebrating 45 years.
Wow. And in those 45 years, is there a tangible number of homes that are now part of your whole plan?
Absolutely. We keep track of all those numbers. So, yeah, so we're at almost 1,200 sweat equity self-help homes that we've helped families build in that 45 years here on the Central Coast. And then there is almost 1,600 units that we have in multifamily sites that we have built and now manage. So, and they're from San Miguel all the way to Ventura. So in just about any city that you are aware of on the Central Coast, we probably have a multifamily development project in that jurisdiction.
Of the Tri-County region that is your Tri-Counties, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo, where do you find the need to be the greatest?
It's everywhere, Randall. It's everywhere. I mean, you see every single city is trying to address this issue, and you know, it's difficult because of, you know, there's where do you put it, and the cost of land on the Central Coast makes it very difficult. So the need is everywhere. I don't care whether you're talking about Lompoc and Guadalupe or if you're talking about Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo. Affordable housing is just a critical issue in all those jurisdictions.
What's your biggest challenge keeping this ball rolling?
You know, I think it's finding the land, finding the opportunity to get the land to someplace. I mean, we're located. Our main office here is in San Luis Obispo, and yet we're trying to find a location where we could actually do another multifamily. We haven't done one here since maybe 1990. We're currently doing one in Santa Barbara. We're doing one in Goleta. We have several in Santa Maria. You know, we just finished one in Pismo Beach. We're working in Carpinteria. So it's finding the land and the location is really the challenge. Obviously, funding is always a challenge as well.
In San Luis Obispo, did the adoption of the LUCE help you in any way find available land?
Well, definitely. I mean, that was a good thing for affordable housing in general for the city, and you know, creating opportunities. There's some inclusionary housing that'll done in Margarita specific plan, and there'll be some in the others. So yeah, each one of these developments will create some affordable housing, you know, section to it.
Did the recent recession cause you setbacks that you're now starting to ease out of? Or where does that all stand?
Well, I guess it's counterintuitive, Randall, because recessions are good for us. So typically that's when the for-profit builders and what have you pull back from the market. And that's typically when government will step in and say, we got to do a little something here, stimulate things. And so property values will come down a little bit. Land acquisitions will become those subdivisions that get started in a good market maybe don't get finished. And so there's land available for self-help and what have you. So recession is actually kind of a good time for us to thrive.
When you tell people what you do for a living, what do you think, or what has been your experience as to what people are the most surprised to find out?
I guess, you know, for us, it's just how big we are and how we've maybe our best kept secret. So, you know, I think they're always like, oh, people self-help. I think I've heard something about them, but it's probably just we've been here 45 years. You know, we have 5,000 people on a daily basis who count on us to keep them housed. And we've done so many sweat equities like, oh, I didn't realize you were that big, that, you know, that you've been around for that long. We have 170 employees, Randall. So we're a big organization. And so that's probably the biggest surprise is learning the scope and the depth of what we do here.
Do you hold public fundraisers? Nothing comes to mind for me when I think of people.
We don't really do walkathons or what have you. We typically go to those people who, you know, that are doing the journey with us. So we have, you know, the large sponsors, whether they be builders or banks like Wells Fargo and Chase and Bank of America and what have you. You know, we have sponsors who are invested in our business along the way, help us provide this. And so they do step up and provide unrestricted financing as well as what we can get through the local government, state, and federal level. So, but we don't really go to the general public too much. But I will tell you, that's something that we're looking at doing, Randall. I see it as something as you're starting to hear about social impact funds in various things where you have local philanthropists that want to make an investment into doing good in the community. They want to do with a good business like ours, with a good business model, a good track record, good capital and staff. So I think that we're going to find philanthropists willing to invest in our organization. What they want from that is a little return on their equity, I mean, on their investment, their principal, but they'll do it at a lower rate than would normally be the market rate and invest it, but they want their capital back. So these social impact funds, I think, are the coming thing, and I think it's something at Peoples we really definitely want to tap into. As you know, this is an organization that's very, you know, nonprofit driven and has a lot of, you know, a lot of resources in the community that want to do good things. And I think if we can create that vehicle, I think that's maybe how we go about workforce housing as well. I think that's a way for somebody to say, geez, workforce housing is a big deal in the city, and how can we provide that? Well, Peoples is a housing person entity. Maybe they can do this. And so it's that partnership with the philanthropic community. I think we'll get into the social impact.
Maybe some of the big tech giants who have passed through UCSB or Cal Poly, or, you know, some of the people who understand the Central Coast but then moved on perhaps to Silicon Valley or something and would want to give
back.
They
think this is going to be a big deal coming up. They think it's going to be in the presidential election, that they're going to be talking about workforce housing. It's an issue across the United States, and it's an issue here locally. And how are we going to do that? It's going to be partnerships with the for-profit business, with the nonprofits. And I think we're perfectly poised to do that and create that opportunity and provide that workforce housing. So,
well, best of luck with everything you've got on your plate in the years to come. And congratulations on 45 years. John Fowler, President and CEO of Peoples Self-Help Housing, serving San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. Any plans to move north into Monterey County?
You know, we toyed with that a little bit, Randall, but we really feel like, you know, this is our niche. This is our geographical footprint, which is what we know and understand. We have all the relationships with all the jurisdictions. So maybe at some point we might do that. Our bylaws allow us to do that. But for right now, I'm a new president. I've only been a president for a year in this 45 years. So you know, we're making sure we can handle what the local needs are before we probably venture out into another county.
Just want to include our listeners up through Salinas. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And you can find a link to Peoples Self-Help Housing, of course, under Issues and Ideas at kcbx.org. I'm Randall White. You're listening to Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.